If you're like me, sometimes you just don't feel the most motivated. And sure, we all get tired. I know we do. We want to rest. We want to take it easy. But the thing is, we will never reach our fullest potential if we just rest too much. So what do we do? That's what I'm talking about today.
You are listening to the Dental Practice Heroes podcast, where we create dental practices that are ran and driven by the team, affording us the freedom to practice less, stress less, and make more money. Hi, I'm Paul Etchison, author of two books on dental practice management, dental coach, and owner of a $6 million group practice in the south suburbs of Chicago. I want to teach you how to create a team-driven practice and achieve early financial freedom so you can have more time to do whatever it is that you love. Let's get started.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Dental Practice Heroes podcast. I am your host, Dr. Paul Etchison. Happy to have you here with me. I want to share a story that's a little bit recent in my life. So every year, I do a daddy-daughter trip with each of my girls. I have two of them. They're 13 and 8. And this year, I took my oldest to San Antonio in March, and I just got back from taking my youngest to Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. Which, where the hell is Pigeon Forge, Tennessee? Never heard of it. I guess I kind of heard of it. It's by Gatlinburg. Anyway, it's kind of in the middle of nowhere. There's not a big airport that you can fly into. But dude, it was awesome. Like, I want to go back there. It was such a cool place. And if you're on the East Coast and you want to go to somewhere that's a little different, that's great for kids, man, dude, it was cool. I want to go back. So both of my girls, 13 and 8, they get along really well, even though there's 5 years between them. My oldest is the more reserved one. And my youngest, she's just a complete freaking like nut, but in a good way. And me spending like the 3 days in Tennessee with her the other week was probably like one of the best weekends that I ever had. I mean, I had so much fun. She's almost 9. She's so witty. She's always on point. Like her sense of humor, like her facial expressions are so animated, like the creative ways that she'll like burn me. She's so funny. I don't know. It's just so much fun being around her. But anyway, as I've shared before, since last summer, I have acquired this weird habit of staying up until about 3 a.m. every night and hence sleeping until about 11 a.m., which is great until you take your little girl to a daddy-daughter trip and she has trouble sleeping past like 7 a.m. So it wasn't really working that well. What I'm trying to say is that I was getting up early and I'm not used to getting up early. So the second day that we were there, she wanted to go swimming really bad and it was sunny out and, you know, it wasn't all that warm up in Chicago. So it was a nice day down in Tennessee. So she wanted to go swimming. We went to the pool. I got in with her. It was freezing, but freezing for an adult, freezing for a kid, not so much. Kids don't care. And I was just really tired and I really want to just lay on a chair and just get some sun and enjoy it and probably just take a nap. I could really have used a nap then. So I told her after I got in, I said, hey, I'm going to go lay on that chair for a little bit. And she said, are you coming back? And I said, I don't know. I'm just going to go lay down for a little bit. So she replies, she says, I know what you're saying, but you see, that's just not going to work for me. Go sit over there for 3 minutes and then you're going to come back. And I said, okay, figuring I could go sit there and she would just play in the pool and she'd forget about me. But she didn't. So I'm laying on the chair and she tells me that she wants to get back at the pool. And I say, just a few more minutes. She knew what I was doing. And she told me I had about another 30 seconds or I was going to be really sorry that I didn't get back in the pool. And I kind of laughed and I said, okay. So I'm laying there. I'm thinking about how tired I am and that we only do the trip once a year. Surely I could get in the pool for 5 or 10 minutes. It would make her so happy. So I forced myself to do it. And wouldn't you know, I had a great time. And we swam and we played around for probably like over an hour. And like, she loved it. I mean, she was so happy. And honestly, for me, this was one of those like special moments. Like I just had like a really special connecting moment with her. There's just so many beautiful things just waiting to happen in our lives. If we can just get that energy to gain some momentum. I was tired. I didn't want to get in the pool. I didn't think I could splash around for any significant amount of time, but I committed to forcing myself to give her just a few minutes. And it turned out to be this amazing memory that I'm always going to remember. And hopefully she will too, but I mean, she's young, so it might not have been all that significant to her because she's a kid and she's always smiling and laughing. But for me, it was like, I got to see that if I could just get myself to do things, I can get some momentum and get into it. And practice management is a lot like that too. We get tired. We don't feel like doing things. We don't think they're going to be fun. So we just default to that's enough for the day. But there's just so many things that could bear a ton of fruit if we could just power into them. And I know that if you can just commit to doing these few things for just like 5-10 minutes, you're going to get that momentum and you're going to see them through to the end. And if you don't, well, hey, at least you're 5 to 10 minutes closer to getting it done, right? So I'm trying to think of like, what are some 3 big things that you should be doing at your practice that are super easy, but they just take a little bit of energy to get started and get into. And the first one that I thought of is that if you're an introvert like me, having meaningful conversations can be super draining if you have a lot of them. So sometimes as a dentist, you have to have a lot of them. We have team members. We see a bunch of patients. So what if instead of just trying to do the bare minimum, you committed to asking questions and having a conversation with someone on your team for just 5 minutes? No matter how dry the conversation is, you're just committed to keep asking questions until it goes somewhere. And I've done this quite often. And I would say nearly every single time the conversation reaches a point where I don't have to force it. And I enjoy myself and I enjoy connecting with my team and getting to know them. And the more you do this, the easier it gets. Same thing, like what about with patients? Sometimes we're just so busy, we're trying to get in and out of the room and do just that bare minimum of small talk. At Dental Practice Heroes, it's not just a podcast. We also offer coaching. Myself, Dr. Henry Ernst, Dr. Stephen Markowitz, and the 4 members of my leadership team are all there to help you have the best practice possible. If you are thinking about taking your practice to the next level, please go to dentalpracticeheroes.com and see what options we have that will work with you. We are happy to do a free consultation to help you decide or just help you talk through what might be the next steps for you. dentalpracticeheroes.com. But what if you said, I'm just going to talk to this person, like after you numb somebody, what if you said, instead of like going back into my office, but like making it look like I'm so busy, I have something to do, even though you're just going to go sit in your office and flip around on your phone. Instead of doing that, after you gave someone an injection, what if you sat and just talked to them for 5 minutes and you said, I'm going to stay here with this person and get to know them and ask them how their weekend was and how their family is. And I'm going to ask them these things until they're numb. And I know the extroverts listening are like, I do this all the time. Well, most people aren't like you. I'm not like you. I would say most dentists are not like you. Most of us are pretty introverted. But what would happen if you just powered into it and your commitment was that you're going to stay there for 5 minutes? And I know once you get that energy and you get into it, it's going to change and you're going to learn something about yourself. Now, second thing, numbers. Sitting down and going through your numbers, this will bear a lot of fruit. Spending 5 or 10 or maybe even 60 minutes, but let's keep it small, 5 or 10, looking at your last profit and loss, looking at what your payroll is your collection percentage good? What is your reappoint rate? What is your no-show cancellation percentage? What's your dollar per hour? What difference would it make for your practice if you just spent a little time once per month checking on these things? And like, what if you did this as part of your weekly routine? Like, what kind of results would you have? And I guarantee you that if you do these things, you will find some action items and things that you can improve on at the practice if you do it. So all you have to do, is it hard? No. Is it difficult? No. Is it going to be fun? Probably not. But once you get into it, maybe it will be. I find it kind of fun, but I don't really think of it as a fun activity. But once I get into it, I get into it. But if you just commit just to spending 5 minutes glossing it over, not a single minute more, you're only committing to 2 things. 1, you're getting started. 2, you're doing it for 5 minutes. Chances are you're going to do it longer, but only if you choose to. So if you only do 5 minutes and stop, it's still a success because you intended to do that. And this reminds me of sometimes I feel crappy, typically on a Sunday morning because I was out drinking with my friends on a Saturday or something. And I just wake up and I want to sit in bed and I want to watch Netflix all day. I don't plan on getting out of bed. And there's 2 things I can do is I can sit in bed and watch Netflix and I can think about all the things I should be doing and think about what a loser I am and what a failure I am and how I'm wasting my day. Or I could just commit and intend to sit in bed all day and say, I need this. I want this rest. And I am sitting in this bed all day as I'm going to rest. And then I feel good because I am successful because I did exactly what I intended to do. That's 2 completely different ways of looking at it. So if you intend on sitting in bed all day, and that's all you commit to, great, success. So lastly, write some things down. I can tell you from my personal experience and with my coaching clients, If you're not keeping track somewhere of the things that you or your team sets out to do, you are only going to be half as productive as you could be. I remember we used to have meetings and not take notes, so we would never follow up with the things that we talked about in the last meeting. And even when we did take meeting notes, sometimes we would never talk about what we talked about in the last meeting. Even though we had it on the notes, we'd never review it. And this is something that has come up as a recently in my practice. We're like, hey, we've got to start forcing ourselves to go back and look at the previous notes from the previous meeting so that we can move forward and see if we have to talk about anything that we talked about previous meeting. But the thing is that it takes that time. It takes that mental energy, but it's important. So on the same note, you should be writing things down, but committing yourself to some small goals, like personally or with the practice, writing them down. One of the greatest superpowers in practice management is deciding what to focus on now, writing it down, and then getting it done. So if you would just commit yourself to sit down in a quiet room for just 5 minutes, think about your practice or your life, pick some small things to focus on, and write them down so you can review it here or there, man, what a difference is it going to make? I mean, some of the biggest strides in my life have come from when I was intentional about writing goals down, and I reviewed them weekly because it just freaking works. But the thing is, it's really easy to do, but so easy not to do because it takes that energy. So I know that this episode is kind of all over the place. That's kind of where my brain is today. But what I want you to realize is that you have so much potential in every regard, and fulfilling that potential is not difficult. It just requires you to get clear on what you're committing to, then committing to only just get started. That's all. You don't have to finish it. You just have to commit to getting started on it and let that momentum carry you through. So here is your challenge for the week for me. I want you to spend 5 minutes just thinking about what would be the biggest win for you this week. Just one big win, and it doesn't have to be a big goal. Maybe it's just having a few one-on-ones. Maybe it's asking your front desk how things are going or if there's any systems they can improve on. Maybe it's as simple as just getting your butt to the gym for like 5 or 10 minutes, just 5 or 10 minutes. That's a short gym visit just to get you started on getting back in shape. What is the one thing, not 10 things, what is the one thing that if you got it done this week, it would be moving you towards some bigger goals? Stop overpromising, stop under-delivering, just pick one thing. Then maybe next week, after you got that one thing successfully, maybe try 2 big things and maybe 3 weeks and so on, but you don't have to do it. You just have to commit to just a few things, one thing, and spending a little time on it. That's the only commitment, just 5, 10 minutes. See what happens. See if you get more done than you intended. I know you will. You will find a groove. You will enjoy it. Try it out and see. Thank you so much for listening, and we will talk to you next time. Your practice is pretty good, but you know it could be better, right? What if you had all the systems necessary, had the buy-in from your team, and had the leadership and management structure so you didn't have to shoulder all the practice management yourself? I am so excited to announce that my new 7-phase coaching program is designed to do just that. My leadership team and I take you and select members of your office through 7 phases of systematizing, training your team on all the systems, getting every system documented, and most of all, teaching your team how to help you manage and grow your practice. By combining online instruction, sample documents, worksheets, exercises, we present you and your team over 35 hours of training in 9 different curriculum tracks based on the position in the office, and best yet, we coach you through it. At the end of the 10-month program, you have a fully systematized practice with a new leadership structure in place, and your practice will run smoother than it ever has. This program is special because we get the team involved and change the way your practice gets things done. Go to dentalpracticeheroes.com, check out the OmniPractice Total Team Success Program. We offer one-on-one coaching as well as group coaching options, not to mention a la carte mini courses. We just finished our first batch of offices, and we are starting a new 10-month group program in August. We're only taking 12 offices, so if you want to get in on that, better get in on it. There's just way too much to explain in a small commercial, so go to the website to learn more about the OmniPractice Program, dentalpracticeheroes.com.